This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Filing of nomination has begun for the first phase of Jharkhand Assembly elections with the issuance of notification today. 25th of this month is the last date of filing of nominations. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of November. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on 28th of October. Last day for withdrawal of candidature is 30th of this month. Assembly elections in Jharkhand are being held in two phases. The second phase of polling will take place on 20th November. Counting of votes will be taken up on 23rd November. Filing of nomination papers also began in Uttar Pradesh for the by-election to 9 assembly seats with the issuance of notification today. Nominations can be filed till 25th of this month. The assembly seats where by-elections will be held are Katehri, Karhal, Mirapur, Kundarki, Phulpur, Sismau, Ghaziabad, Majhwa and Kher. 8 out of these 9 seats fell vacant after its MLAs were elected as MPs in the Lok Sabha polls. In Sismau, however, the by-poll is being held due to disqualification of SP MLA Irfan Solanki, who was convicted in a criminal case. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, is committed to advancing national progress and empowering the poor and downtrodden. Mr. Modi stated this in a social media post after chairing a meeting of NDA chief ministers and deputy chief ministers in Chandigarh yesterday. He said they held an extensive discussion on good governance and ways to improve people's lives. BJP President JP Nadda, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Home Minister Amit Shah also attended the meeting, which focused on national development issues. Indian Railways has reduced the advanced ticket booking period by half. In a statement, Railways said that passengers will now be able to book train tickets up to 60 days in advance instead of the previous 120 days. The change will come into effect from 1st of November. President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral meetings and delegation-level talks with the top leadership of Malawi today. On the second day of a three-day visit to Malawi, President Murmu will be holding bilateral meetings with the President of the Republic of Malawi, Lazarus Chakwera. Delegation-level meetings will also be held today on various issues. Meanwhile, the President interacted with the Indian diaspora last evening. She urged the Indian community to continue to do good work and to be active partners in the vision of a Viksit Bharat. The President reached Malawi yesterday in the final leg of her week-long visit to three African nations, including Mauritania and Algeria. The Israel Defense Forces has announced the elimination of Hamas chief Yahya Sinwar in a targeted ground operation in Rafah in southern Gaza. Sinwar was among the three Hamas militants killed in the operation yesterday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu praised the soldiers and made clear that however big a victory, it is not the end of the war. However, Hamas has not yet confirmed his death. Sinwar was one of the masterminds behind last year's 7th October terror attacks on Israel. Delhi NCR has been engulfed with a layer of smog ahead of the winter season. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the air quality of the city deteriorated to the poor category as the Air Quality Index or AQI hit 292 this morning. As per the Central Pollution Control Board, poor AQI can cause breathing discomfort to most people on prolonged exposure. In view of poor air quality, Delhi's Environment Department has called an emergency meeting of all concerned officials at Delhi Secretariat today. In cricket, New Zealand were 282 for 7 wickets in their first innings against host India. On the third day of the first test match in Bengaluru, when reports last came in, New Zealand were currently leading by 236 runs. In ICC Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, South Africa sealed their spot in final after beating the defending champions Australia in the first semi-final match at Dubai last night. In Denmark Open Badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu will face Indonesia's Gregoria Mariska Tunjung in the quarterfinals of the women's singles in Odense this afternoon. The match is scheduled to start at 4:10 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.